boy. Everyone was okay for the beer.
So.
Thank you,
sir. What calls me here? It's 6:33, and we're called the North Idaho City Council workshop meeting to order, please, for September 24th, 2019. Now, that's City Clerk to call the roll, please.
Councilor Essig.
Here.
Councilor Rendell.
Here.
Councilor Norridge. Councilor Lee. Councilor Wickham.
Okay, so, Marty's eating her dinner. She'll be here.
Cool.
You smell good there.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I would say something, but it's on record, so.
Okay, so, we can talk about the budget discussion. I got the budget numbers from the Public Works guys, and they have, Brian did a good job on it. We're going to have to, I'm meeting with them tomorrow to go over it better. Deanna gave me some budget numbers. The fire department, you probably saw the budget.
I did.
And so we're getting close to be able to start putting things together, and then bring it forward to let everybody look at prior to, you know.
Approval date?
Yeah, and then, and whatever stuff. We have the auditor here this week and next week, and he's looking to maybe Monday, is it? The next Monday?
Friday or Monday.
He's looking for a couple counselors to come over here so we can have an entrance meeting with them.
Auditorium at least one.
Yeah, so that
Monday, what time?
Friday or Monday.
Probably easier Monday.
Yeah.
Because I'm available Monday. I think you're probably available.
I'm available Monday.
So
Monday, I think you'd be Monday, be good.
Yeah, give me a time and I'll be here.
You can listen to what. Yeah, and you can see what they have to say. We would like to, in the next year or two, maybe not this year, but next year, get it to where we get everything in order from the way it was, because we've had so many issues over the last, I don't know how long, continuous issues. We were talking about that. And we said that we were going to get it back into, get the procedures right, get things back in order so that they don't have to come in every year. If we could get the thing in order and clean up all the mess, then they wouldn't have to come in but every couple, 3 years. So it'd be a good thing.
So have we had people signing off on the things that I volunteered to sign off on? But, okay.
Yeah, I haven't gotten to the checklist. And he knows that. He knows I'm aware of things, and he knows that we haven't.
Okay, because I
completed things in the system yet.
Okay, because I was always in here first of the year doing fire department stuff, and hey, do you got anything to be over? Nothing. So I figured you guys would give me a shout out when you needed me to sign off on something and overlook it. But
and there's
all. Let me know.
There's a lot of procedural things that you have to do that we didn't know. Like I said, we told him when Deanna and I walked in here. The old mayor walked in here, gave me the keys, and then he showed me how to unset the alarm, showed me the code on the computer, how to get in the computer, and he showed me how to lock the safe, and he said, see, and that was it. And we had nobody but Nan, we had issues. So we just kind of had to fumble around, and it was quite interesting. But we're getting the procedure. So this year, we straightened up a lot of the procedural issues, so I'm hoping that in the next year or so we can get it all in line, get everything back online, so we don't need to do it once every 2 years or 3 years. Because it costs the city $8,000, $8,500 every time they come. They charge. They don't do it for free. Sure. Yes. Yes. And the other thing was, so I get a lot of calls about dogs harassing people off the leash. I got a call to come down here over the weekend to because disc golfers had dogs run around, and maybe we can think about it. But I gave you a copy of our Title VI, which talks about animal control, and it really doesn't have much in there about finding people. But I took a copy out of Bellevue's city code, and theirs is pretty cut and dry. I mean, they issue money infractions. They can issue fines. So maybe we can consider it and update our leash laws or our animal laws to keep people honest, because I'm just getting tired of complaints every day. That's probably the biggest complaint we have in the city. Every single day, well, somebody's dog got out, or somebody's dog attacked me, or somebody this and that. And the way it works is, if it's a vicious dog, they need to immediately call the sheriff's department, because there's nothing we can do. But if it's a complaint, that for us to follow through, somebody has to come and file a complaint, a handwritten complaint, and be willing to go to court if it goes that far to testify for whatever they see. But a lot of people just make complaints, so. If I'm out and about and I see dogs running around, or chief's out and about and sees dogs running around, then you shouldn't have to go and tell them. We should be able to maybe ask. There's a few people we've told two or three different times. I'd like to be able to warn them once, and then if I see it again, just say, you just got to tell a fine and have the city send them a fine.
Well, especially with people from out of town using the disc golf, I wouldn't even warn them.
Well, and that's true. Yes, you're absolutely correct. Yeah, and there's dog leash signs out there. And so I have to admit that the people were friendly, but I hate getting called on Sunday. Hey,
yeah,
have to come down here.
At least maybe worth the city's time.
Yeah. So I told them, and the nice thing about talking to them is,
well, we go through their community once somebody gets a fine.
Well, not just that, but what I tell them is, when I come down here, is this. If I come back, if you don't put the dog on a leash or put it in the car or whatever, and I come back and it's running around, you're going to be asked to leave. And you will be banned. You will be 86 from this course. And I'll take your name and you won't come back. And because usually when I come down here and tell them who I am and tell them that you got to get, they usually comply. But most of our folks don't. I went out and told somebody, you can't let your dog run around. And then the next day, I look out the window, the dog's running around.
Oh, yeah.
They don't care.
No.
Because there's really no, you know.
Well, one way to make them care is hit them in the pocket.
Yeah. So that's kind of what's going on with that. So I gave you copies of that to let's record show that Counselor Lee is here.
That's because nobody's coming to the
court. Nobody's coming. We got a quorum, though.
I'm tired of having my back to the attorney's removed.
Well, because you know what faces he was making.
Oh, I'm sure he's perfect to give me plenty of years.
So, Counselor Lee, we talked about a little bit about the budget. Okay. We talked about the dog codes, and I'm getting tired of getting calls about dogs. So.
What, you don't like mine that I send you?
No, because I do, but I go out there, and then you tell people, and then, you know, and then the next day they're out there running again. So I gave a copy of the Bellevue city codes, and they get fines. They see dogs running around, they give me $50 fines. So I think we ought to be able to do that. So we need to we'll chew on this a little bit, bring it back.
I don't disagree. I'm like, when I'm out walking in the morning and I run into a dog over on near Island Way off the whatever Womack, whatever it is, running around.
Yeah.
And then you get the attacked by wiener dogs.
Yeah. And then you had the problem you just talked about. You know, oh, it's friendly. Yeah, but how do you know it? How do we know it's friendly if it comes running off?
My dog's on a leash, and he's not friendly to big dogs. He's scared of big dogs, so he'll growl at them, and I get really nervous. But even if they're friendly dogs, he can growl back quite a bit.
Abby likes little dogs. She doesn't like big dogs.
Yeah.
But she doesn't like little dogs that bite at her feet, which is what the little weenie dogs did. And so then I'm trying to hold her up by her nose, while she's not trying not to let her attack them back. I'm like, what do you do?
Because your dog might be somebody, but
my husband might not be. We're very per se. We're going to do that. I'm already fighting with my neighbor on that, but okay. Mm-hmm. Because I send them messages, I say, why are your dogs barking at my front door to come in?
They're
looking for love. Go home.
You have better food at your house.
I probably do.
Yes, you do.
And I fed them well.
So, that's kind of what's going down.
The dogs allowed for household. Are you wanting to change that again? No.
Yeah, I gave the whole the whole thing, so we can talk. You can look at that too. It has this is.
I know, but how many does Bellevue allow? Do you know?
Two.
Okay, well that's what we're at. And I know you.
I think it's two.
I think you guys have proposed three before, and I'm like, why do we already put it to three when we have so many that don't follow the rules anyway?
I agree. So give us more than.
So I'm like, so that if you're like, okay, we're going to do this to try to encompass some of them, they're just going to push it.
So here's what I like. Give us something more that we can. These codes are, they say don't do this, don't do that. And then that was when we had an animal controller. We don't have that anymore.
We don't have animal control. Animal control does not exist. Do not pick up a dog in this area. They will tell you that it needs to go to Hood River or the Zells. And you will have to donate money in order to get them to take it.
The Sheriff's Department, until the big cuts of 2008, had a dog catcher, a lady, and she was really good. She came off a raccoon, she came off everything. And then they cut back and it's gone. But, yeah, I had them pick up a few dogs.
I know, and then the problem is like with our city, we don't have a place to hold them or nobody trained to do that. I'm like, I volunteer at the shelter in Washougal. I give my time to somebody, but if we had a facility, I would happily run a facility.
But it costs a lot of money.
I know. And you get a lot of donations there, too.
You get a lot of donations, but then you have to. Yeah, it's a license, and then the person that's catching them has to be licensed, and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so there's a code. If you want to look at them and come back with some ideas the next time, that'd be great. But I just get tired of getting called. That's the biggest complaint we have.
I know. I still get really irritated because my neighbors, they walk their dogs. And when they come back through, all their dogs poop in my lawn. Well, just because I have dogs doesn't mean you get to leave your dog's poop too. Because when I go out and scoop, I don't want to scoop yours too.
Right.
We have some citizens that are literally sending those videos of dogs dumping in somebody's yard, which there's not much I can do about that.
No, but it's against code.
It is.
It is. And I'm like, so how do we?
Oh, it is. The problem is we don't have at the time when these were made, we had a
way to
animal control. We don't have it anymore. So the Sheriff's Department will come only on vicious animals.
Well, I know, but they haven't even came for the ones that were vicious when it does happen, because by the time they get here, it's too late. Mm-hmm. They've now got them inside.
If we can get complaints and see it, come back and send a $50 fine to somebody, they'll get their attention. Next time, $100. Next time, a citation to go to court.
Oh, I forgot to bring in my
little loaf.
Yeah.
I forgot to bring in. I did attend the meeting last night.
Yeah.
So, and that was basically to rescind all the motions of them allowing them to form or continue at their plateau. So they're defunct at this moment.
But I just read the newspaper where Stevenson picked it up to do it themselves.
They have to come back it somehow and bring it back in front of. But
it's dead for now.
For the Park District.
The Park District.
Good.
Because I went to the meeting last night. It's dead for now.
The Parks District?
Too many people said no. Underwood.
Good.
Underwood, Carson, North Bonneville had all said they don't want to be included.
Carson
and Stabler, they had already got a petition signed by all the people that didn't want it. So all of a sudden, the Parks District is looking like, how can we form this when we're going to have no...
Well, they're going to try forcing it, not forming it.
That's what they tried to do.
That's what they tried to do, which is why it got axed. It got axed by the commissioners and Stevenson City Council. And I have both the motions in the car. Because I went and sat through that, and it was like a 5-minute meeting.
You can hardly get there and get home.
So is this August 12th still going on for the meeting? The Parks District meeting is scheduled for October 12th and will not allow public comments.
That was before they had the council.
Oh, yeah, they council. Gotcha. Just making sure. Jeez, I was going to show up for that one.
Don't worry, I am on it like flies.
And I will get public comment.
That's not going to happen under my watch. I feel like we cannot be taxed anymore on it because it would end up being...
It would be the same.
I think they were saying 2.2%, which is close to what we did on the dang school levy. So we'd get another $300 or $400 increase on our property tax.
The biggest problem is the ruse was that it was the pool, but that's not what you're
because you're that's not see, and that's where they shut them down is because it says in their formation like what it's for. They said it's too unclear and too unconcise for it to go forward at this time. So if they want to go back through and rewrite and like be clear and dictate where the money's going to go, and but the problem is then how do you get other people in?
It's not a levy for the school.
Well, in the newspaper today, it said that the city council on the 17th in Stevenson, because we were out, Stabler, the other guy was out, they voted to take it on themselves at 50 cents per thousand is what they said.
Well, that could be their own tax that they're doing.
Well, they said that they're going to try to do it within the city of Steve.
We'll see how that goes.
I know. Well, good luck. Because also in the newspaper it had in there where they're raising all the tax on the retail tax to support the homeless.
In Stevenson.
It's a tax levy that's going to go to the voters and coming up.
I might think there might be people on Strawberry Island late at night.
Yeah, probably.
Well, because last night, of course, we were all out looking for Chloe because Chloe was missing. We're pretty sure that Chloe was taken in by somebody and not let out for hours because she came home extremely hungry, completely dry, not dirty, and smelled like pot. We were like 9 hours later. I'm like, in considering there were like 13 of us out looking for her last night. I mean, I walked to the middle of Strawberry Island at 9 o'clock at night. It is pitch black up there. It's kind of scary. I was like, I'm not talking. And then Clay's like, well, I'm not either. He says, we're going to sacrifice Abby and I just have to run faster than you. I knew that was going to happen.
So, what else? That's it.
What else you got?
So today is a really easy meeting, but it's going to be a cool meeting because Trails Foundation is going to put on a presentation, and if they want to ask something, and they have a cool something for everybody participate in, so it'll be kind of a fun thing. And then after that, not much going on. We can all go home early. The Bears won last night, so I'm good.
Well, you know the tides are turning when Seahawks lost, and I think the San Francisco won.
Oh, I was gone. Have you had structure fire 7/8/16?
Where were you?
That was last year. It was their year.
Oh, 18. Okay. Yeah. Got it. I'm like...
So I gave a copy of that to the chief and to the secretary, so Greg can have it too. It's all our call-outs from the last year because we have to pay our radio fees. So nothing else, we can adjourn for a couple minutes, huh? Until the meeting?
Sure.
Am I good?
Do we need to first and second back?
No,
I'm like, you can just...
Aye. We don't have to do that.
You can just whack your gavel.
I just whack.